The head of the agency tasked with investigating complaints of police misconduct in Syracuse is calling the newly adopted police reform plan a starting point towards transparency and accountability. Citizen Review Board Administrator Raynette Relaford says the plan comes up short in providing the CRB critical information.
The CRB does get provided copies of the body-worn camera footage if it's available at the time of an investigation, but we had previously asked for unfettered access to body-worn camera footage.
Relaford says she'd also prefer stronger language about the CRB's role in investigations.
We urge that they implement the participation in the CRB process as a mandated inclusion in those discussions with the PBA and in any sort of police discipline process.
She would also like the cases being reviewed by the CRB and their recommendations to be included in the department's public safety dashboard. Relaford says this will allow the community to ensure the reform plan is being followed.
I do believe that as long as the public, the community, the administration, and the counselors are all looking and holding people's feet to the fire related to this, I think that that does help to ensure its implementation.
Relaford is optimistic that the SPD and CRB can work together to build trust between each other and the community.
People with like-minded understanding about the fact that oversight is important, accountability is important, transparency is important, and when the two departments work together, it is a win-win for everyone.
The city's police reform and reinvention plan has been described as a living document, which Relaford hopes leaves the door open for additional changes in the future. She also meets monthly with Chief Kenton Buckner to discuss progress between the two agencies about the inner workings of investigating cases of police misconduct. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.